I just want to leave. I'm on the road of God tonight, 6 words. You'll find it in the second book of Samuel. 6 words. In the second book of Samuel, chapter 19. Second book of Samuel, chapter 19. And it's the middle of verse 34. 6 words, the middle of verse 34. How long have I to live? Could I put it again? How long have I to live? A few weeks ago, I was reading a tract. I was going over some of my tracts. I came across an old one, most of you already have it. The title of it was, Four Things to Remember. First one was, life is short. Death is sure. Sin is the cause. Christ is the cure. Life is short. How long have I to live? This village of Finocchi has mourned today. There was a memorial service just along the road there in the Salvation Army. Memorial service of a young fisherman. 19 years of age, who was lost at sea. How long have I to live? When he left his home down the street there, the other Monday, to go on a week's fishing, left his loved ones, left his girlfriend, his wife to be, and left to believe, he engaged. Little did he think when he left the harbour, it was to be for the last time. How long have I to live? My dear tonight, I appeal to the young. Really joyful day today to hear of a young man coming to the Lord Jesus. You might say, I was just a child. We rejoice in the children coming to the Lord Jesus. I'll tell you more. My heart rejoices every time I see them in the meetings. And I covet them all for the Lord. And we pray for them and God will bless them. And tonight, I raise this question again. How long have I to live? How long have you to live? There was a man in the Gospel by Luke. He was a farmer. And you know, he made great preparations for many years ahead, like men were today. But he never took God into his consideration, like many today. And he says, let us eat some drink of the merry. Oh, this is the cry today, isn't it? Let us eat some drink of the merry. This man says, I will fill with my barns, and I will build barns. But you know, the scripture says, God came in. He didn't expect God to come in. He had planned for to live a long time. He didn't realize that life was short. That death was sure. Sin is the cause. Christ is the cure. God said to him, this night, thou fool, this night thy soul is required of thee. How would you stand tonight if he knew that to cross over to the other side without question? What a sad thing it is to die in the sins. And there are men and women dying in the sins of all this. If there is one tonight in this room
I would say to you, consider your lack of it.
For to die in your sins is to be lost in your sins eternally.
Now that's the dark side of the picture. Now let's look at the other side. There was a letter read this morning commending a brother from New Zealand, his wife. And on that letter, there were signatures. And one of the brothers who signed that letter, before the letter got to Scotland, he was in the way. How long have I to live? When he signed the letter, whether it was your life, he was going to be in the glory. Oh, what a happy end a Christian has. What does the Bible tell us? Well, it said in a Christian, where we live, we belong to the Lord. Where we die unto the Lord. Where we live or die, we belong. Are you the Lord tonight? Little one, are you the Lord? What a grand thing it is to be the Lord's. The first man to die in Scripture was Stephen. And it says, he fell asleep in Jesus. That's the Christian's portion. But how long have I to live, my dear? I want you tonight, like the psalmist of old, to say, oh, teach us the number of days that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. We want you for Christ. And lastly, because our dear brother Percy is coming up, I want to tell you something about the Savior. I want to tell you about the man Christ Jesus, a man who knew how long he had to live. I don't know how long I have to live, neither do you. We might have to go tonight. Thank God the Christian's portion is absent from the body, present with the Lord, which is far better. Happy finish. But I was talking to the old brother last night, he was 70 years of age of that. He says, he was ready to go. He said, I'm quite happy to go. Happy to go? Sure we are. Every one of us who belong to the Lord, we are ready and we are happy to go to be with Christ. In fact, we might never pass through the article of Jesus is coming again. If you ever come tonight, then you're ready to go. Paul was ready to die, and he was ready to go, and we are ready for the glory, to our destiny. But before I sit down, I want to tell you about this blessed man, who knew how long he was to live. When he came down from the glory, he says, I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Time and time again in his pathway, he reminded them that he must needs die. He not only knew he was to die, but he told him what kind of dead he was to die. He says, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all unto me. My hearer, he came into this world to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And this little gospel preaching would not be complete unless we preach the cross and the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he went to Calvary, he came to die for your sins and for mine. In fact, the Bible tells us Christ suffered for sins. The just one for us, the unjust, to bring us to God. And oh, what a happy family is even after they have belonged to the Lord Jesus. The many sons he's leading to glory. Wouldn't you like to join us tonight? Wouldn't you like to join Christ's holy band? The man to glory, Lord? What has this world got to offer you? The signs of the times would remind us we're living in the last days. He's spoken in the air. He's spoken in the sea, he's spoken through earthquakes, and yet man is rebellious against him. How louder could he speak? And I believe tonight there's a word for someone here.
are you the Lord's? How long have you to live? What is your life?
The Bible says, it's even as a vapor. It's seen for a little while, then it vanishes away.
And so it is. But they want you to come and trust him tonight. I said to them, he knew his end was coming. He knew he came to die. He said to them, this is your life. This is your life. And it all depends.
Therefore doth my Father love me, he would say, because I laid down my life. No man taketh it from me. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received from my Father. Ah, he knew his hour was coming. And I was reading the full account of the meaning of that lovely verse in John's Gospel when he cried from the cross, it is finished! And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. My friend, that work was finished, that great work of redemption was finished. To God's praise and to God's satisfaction and glory. But our eternal blessing, because his precious blood was shed. You remember when he came to break his legs? He was dead already, fulfilling the scripture when a great redemption was broken. And the blood of Christ, God's Son, has cleansed us from all sin and has given us a title to the glory. We are not only sinners now, we are sinners saved by grace. We're saints, we're servants, all we're sons, the dignity of sonship upon us. And we would invite you tonight to come in simple faith and trust. Come and trust him now, because now is the accepted time. Now is the day of God's salvation. The Bible tells me, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for we know not what a day might bring forth. I raise the question with you again. How long? How long? How long have I to live? Life is short. Death is sure. Sin is the cause, but Christ is the cure.